My name is John Erling, and today's date is May 10th, 2019. Gene, would you state your full name, please?
Harry Eugene Rainbolt, but better known as Gene.
The name Rainbolt, what's the story behind it?
It's a German name. It came to this country about 300 years ago from southwestern Germany. It was obviously some matter of Rainbolt in those years. Landed in North Carolina and migrated across the country.
Your first name and second name?
Oh, I'm the youngest, and my older siblings picked out the name. So it has no significance about anything.
But you went by Gene.
I went by Gene because I did not like the name Eugene.
Your date of birth?
February 20th, 1929.
That makes your present age?
90 years and about 2.5 months old.
And I admire your energy. You just come from Norman?
Came from Norman.
Went there for an event?
Well, I am very interested in the University of Oklahoma, and I had two good friends that were being awarded an honorary doctorate degree, and I wanted to be present.
Where are we recording this interview?
We're at my conference room at Bank First in Oklahoma City.
I met you at Quartz Mountain for a symposium, and weren't you and Penny Williams and someone else? Didn't you start that?
Penny Williams, Robert Henry, and I founded what was originally Oklahoma Renaissance, but became Symposium because we apparently plagiarized the name from a national program.
Is it still in existence today?
Symposium still meeting, yes.
Yeah.
Another generation, which is very good.
Right.
And Renaissance is still meeting.
Where were you born?
Born in Norman.
Let's talk about your parents. Your mother's name?
Bertie, and her maiden name was Johnson.
She grew up or lived where?
She was born in Tishomingo, Oklahoma. I grew up always in Norman because they moved to Norman before I was born.
Describe your mother, her personality.
I like to describe her as a martyr, but a very kind, gentle woman who would do anything for anybody without much concern for self.
And she was taking care of the household, was her?
She was purely a household. I say household, a household and garden. I grew up in almost a Monet garden because her outlet was flowers. So I grew up with flowers all around and still recognize most varieties.
You garden yourself?
A bit, not much.
Your father's name?
My father's full name was Silas Clark. But for some reason or other, went with the name Charlie, which probably better fit his personality.
Oh, really? Why would Charlie fit his personality?
Oh, he was a gregarious kind of guy. Lots of friends.
Did he grow up in Oklahoma?
He did. He also was born in southern Oklahoma.
What did your father do for a living?
He was a wholesale grocery salesman. Before they moved to Norman, he owned several little grocery stores in western Oklahoma and decided he wanted to move his family to Norman because of the university, at which time he went to work for a wholesale company here in Oklahoma City.
What was your relationship with your father?
Oh, very distant. He and my mother separated when I was three. I would see him over the years. As an adult, we became good friends.
Basically, you didn't have a father growing up.
I did not have, no.
Brothers and sisters?
I was the youngest by 6 years, and I had two older sisters and an older brother.
How would you describe your living conditions? Were you poor and didn't know it, or?
Oh, I grew up in the Depression and the Dust Bowl. So who do you want me to compare us to? To the people who lived in the country, we were well off. They had no electricity, no water, no nothing. To the people who lived in Norman, we are moderate income. My father did reasonably well, and despite the fact that he and my mother split, he did support us. But compared to the university professors, lower income.
Did you always have the basics, the shoes?
Well, again, I use the word martyr for my mother. She would never demand anything for us, although my father was a willing giver. And the way he arranged things, he set up charge accounts for us at Hale's Department Store or Adams Grocery Store. All she had to do was take me there to get what I needed. She was very hesitant to do that. And I remember one occasion, which in the third, fourth grade, my sole had worn through and I had to hold my shoe. And at that point in time, they were giving to children clothes if they didn't have them. And I said, well, I'm going to ask them for a pair of shoes. Well, she was, of course, totally upset with me. One of the more aggressive things I ever saw her do, she got an old felt hat, cut a sole out and put it inside my shoe and said, don't you dare ask her anything like that.
Wouldn't you like to have those shoes today?
Oh, it'd be fun.
Yes, the Great Depression actually began when you were born.
Yes.
Then for the next 10 years till 39, we have the crash of Wall Street. In that period, you got to be 10 years old. Was that affecting your lives much?
I was aware of people coming to the door to ask for food. But Norman was a special place because of the university. We didn't have soup kitchens and lines of people. So I was intellectually aware of poverty. And my cousins all lived in the country, and they were poor. They'd be poor today. So I was not deprived, but I was well aware of the need. From a very early age, I knew whatever my life was to be was up to me.
Oh, you sensed that early on.
Oh, by the time I was 6 or 7 years old.
Isn't that amazing? You knew you'd have to dig your way out.
I knew it was for me.
That's remarkable. That first house you lived in, you had electricity in?
Oh, yes. It was across the street from McKinley Grade School, a tremendous location. But it was the westernmost street in Norman. Fact is, if you stepped in my office, you would see a painting of that house as it was then.
Then your elementary years there in which school?
McKinley, which is still recognized as one of the best grade schools in the United States. I was very lucky.
Your entire neighborhood, how would you describe it?
We were on the western edge. Everything between ourselves and university, which was 7 blocks away, got a little better as you got towards the university. But we were in comfortable circumstance.
Being so close to the university, I guess it was a no-brainer that you were going to be going to OU.
Well, that's why my family moved to Norman. My oldest sister graduated from OU in 1937.
Oh, so that's the reason you
moved.
That's
the reason they moved. He sold his grocery stores and moved to Norman so his family could go to the university. Now, that was the tale. I suspect being close to Oklahoma City had more to do with it. But anyway.
As a child or as a teen, things you did for entertainment, did you play sports?
Of course, we had all the front yard baseball games and all of the things that children did without the toys of today. Football, baseball, basketball, all those things. Yeah.